Like a white peacock. Do things for the love of doing things. I love reading. My favorite books tear down the proverbial curtain of the Wizard of Oz. And my favorite activities, you could guess, are when I can tear down the curtain and actually show the naked reality of things. I find delight in it. In my younger years, used to be a dreamer, an escape artist, an avoider. I saw reality so distasteful, myself so unattractive and unbecoming, that I went into daydreaming and fantasizing to find solace. I haven't become more attractive, but I have stopped hoping that being attractive, or heroic, or good, or altruistic, or brilliant, or whatever would get me something I'd actually want. At some point, I started to love what is, and stopped worrying about what could be, should be, might be. Or even wish for it. In any area of life. Maybe except one, I occasionally go into a fantasy where I drive and have some semblance of control of where I am. It is all about control, or the illusion of control, by the way. Having no control over our lives could be said to be the worst thing that can happen to us, and having any control, even just the illusion. And we are perking up and approaching life with joyful anticipation. Even having what we want isn't as joyful as the anticipation of it. This is why people insist on having their delusions. My experience has been that reality never quite measures up to my fantasy. In any area. Food, sex, love, success. When you get to where I am at, you stop imagining things. And start to interact with reality, where you have some power to make things happen, and then you have the power to look at what you created and say, oh, this. I surely expected it to be more fun, taste better, or look better. As is in my case. But it is what it is. When you look at people, you can group them. One group is fantasizing about power, the law of attraction, their thoughts, their vibration, energies, the weather, over the law of gravity, about large groups of people. If you observe them over a longer time, they definitely are seekers. Insisting on seeking, insisting on trying. On some level they know that the results, if they are forthcoming, will be less fun than the imagining of it. The other group is doing what they can to control what they can so they can match reality to their dreams. And then, not a group, but rare individuals, spend their time in the here and now, and don't much care about any future. This last group is as rare as white peacocks. When people come to my site, what brings them is a desire to control something. They want to learn to heal, learn to muscle test, learn to feel better. It is all about control. The idea of immersion has resonated with people. That is something they could control and then control their vibration, their growth. Fabulous. But the real issue is this: are you willing to control what you can control, in the here and now? Or you want to control the uncontrollable instead? Are you even willing to look what it is that you can control? And moreover, are you willing to give up control over the results from your activity? So you don't take yourself out of the here and now? Because, believe it or not, you can't be in both places at once, just like you can't ride two horses at once. The moment you have in order to actions, in order to anything, you are not present. You have taken your attention, your power, and transferred both to the future. The result, that you have no control over, that will either happen or not. Now you see why white peacock are so rare. By the way, my understanding of the peacock is that they eat poisonous berries. And the poison makes them beautiful. But they don't eat the poisonous berries so they can become beautiful. That is just a side effect. They love poisonous berries. They love how it makes them feel. Humans are delusional. Being like the white peacock, the poisonous berries, for a human would need to have one job and one job only, to knock them conscious for a minute or two. My job as a coach is to knock you conscious. I am good at it. I like doing it. And then you do what you want to do with it. Come back for more, or slink away whimpering. Today is the Awaken the Spirit. The first part of the new program, the new experiment, to wake you up. We'll repeat it with different methods, until we see what will work on most of you. Guided meditation. Directing your desire and making you see and feel what you can get. Etc. If you haven't signed up, do it now. Let's find what wakes your spirit up.